The lending landscape is changing for small business, thanks to the successful marriage of the finance industry and technology. This partnership has created a new subsection in the finance industry called FinTech. Until now, for many small businesses to borrow money, they needed to provide some form of security in order to get approval for a loan. With the emergence of FinTech businesses, a small business can now apply for unsecured loans and get approval within minutes. While this is a dream come true for many trying to get their business off the ground or take it to the next level, just how safe is the FinTech industry? Tanya Katsanis reports.
FinTech really is disruptive technology that's looking at making the way that financial services and financial markets work a lot easier, a lot simpler, cheaper. So it's really technology that's designed to transform the way that financial services and financial markets is operating using technology.
That's ASIC Commissioner John Price. The fintech sector is still very much in its infancy in Australia compared to other countries such as the US, where the growth of the industry almost tripled in a year from $3.38 billion in 2013 to $9.8 billion in 2014. In the UK, the fintech industry is doubling in size year on year and as at 2014 is valued at £1.7 billion and growing. Here in Australia, the sector comes under the watchful eye of regulator ASIC. But does ASIC see this finance disruptor as a negative?
Disruptive technology, what it's referring to is technology that is driving significant change. So it's disruptive in the sense of making significant change, but a lot of these significant changes that are being made are actually happening because they'll result in services that are better, faster, cheaper.
As far as disruptive industries go, from a small business perspective, fintech companies can be a blessing if they need money quickly. Gary Turner, General Manager of Capify, a fintech lending company, allows small business to apply for loans online. This process avoids the red tape of the traditional larger banks and means getting approval within minutes.
Small business now has a lot more opportunity to borrow and a lot more options when they're looking to borrow. Banks traditionally look at customers' financials, customers' future plans, and really base their lending criteria around what sort of security a customer can offer. By using technology and also statistics built up around other business types and other industries, we can view what type of transactions a particular customer should have, match that against the transactions of the customer that's talking to us, and come up with a realistic offer that is more in line with particularly their industry and their business rather than just treating them like every other loan applicant that goes to a bank.
And what are the main reasons small business seek alternative finance?
Okay, the main reasons is either there's an opportunity that they need to move on quickly. Banks traditionally, getting finance approved for small business, it can take anything from several weeks up to months to get a deal pushed through, whereas we've got customers that are coming to us and they have an opportunity that might be to purchase stock that they can get at a discount if they pay it within the next 7 days, and we can move very quickly and provide finance quickly. In addition, there's a lot of businesses that are really in the infancy. So they've been operating for 6 to 9 months. They've got a reasonable track record. They're starting to make some good returns, but from a bank's point of view, they're not attractive. We can work with those customers and give them that opportunity to build that business and take that next step up. So the main reasons we see customers come to us is either that they haven't got security to provide for finance, their time in business hasn't been long enough, or they've got an opportunity where they need to move quickly.
The term of a loan from a fintech business is far shorter than that of a traditional bank loan. Fintech small business loans are not secured, so in an effort to reduce the risk associated with an unsecured loan, fintech Capify limits the length of the term, and their customers make repayments daily.
With the way fintech loans work, it's very much about the daily transactions through a customer's account. All of our algorithms and criteria are worked around past history of what's going through a customer's account. So the longer the term we go, the greater risk we're taking, which is why you'll find that the fintech companies are typically going usually between 6, 12 and 15 months, purely to minimise that risk.
The interest rate you pay on a fintech loan may be higher than that of the traditional banks, but the rate is predetermined and agreed on a case-by-case basis.
The way that our fintech loans work is we have a pre-agreed payback amount at the start of the loan. The customer knows exactly how much they're paying from the time they sign the contract. That amount doesn't vary. They know exactly what amount they're paying, what term they're paying that over, and what the daily repayments are on that.
Fintech is growing and evolving quickly, and as a result, the industry is currently unregulated. ASIC has a new approach to supporting this industry. Instead of its traditional rigid and inflexible regulations, it's working in partnership with the fintech companies to help shape and regulate the sector.
ASIC earlier this year announced that it was setting up an innovation hub, and we had a 5-point plan to promote innovative businesses and promote fintech initiatives that will sort of be beneficial to consumers. And one of those 5 things that we were doing as part of our innovation hub was setting up a digital finance advisory committee. And that committee really comprises industry, consumers, and academic representatives, and it's meant to provide advice and guidance to us on how best we can utilise and promote quite a vibrant fintech community here in Australia.
Along with the Innovation Hub and ASIC support, fintech companies are self-regulating until government regulation catches up and implements its standard for all fintechs to adhere to.
Regulation is something that is not here now, but is certainly on its way. Majority of the people running these businesses are from banking backgrounds and are already preparing for regulation. Whilst the industry is not regulated now, we know it's coming and we're already on the front foot.
Although small business can now gain access to finance quickly via the fintech companies, the onus on repaying the loan is no different to the traditional loans. But as interest rates are generally higher, the repayment period is shorter if you are seeking out an alternative finance loan. It's wise for you to do your due diligence to ensure it truly is right for your business.
The top tips would be really do your research, have a look at what's out there. Make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company that has been around for a while, that has been proven in this market. There's a number of businesses that have only just started up recently that are offering similar products that don't have that data behind it to be able to make the right judgment call on what is the appropriate amount to lend you. Also, just make sure that you don't overcommit yourself. Make sure that you know exactly what you're getting into when you sign the forms. Make sure you know exactly what your daily repayment is and how that's going to work over the period of the term of the loan. They're the main things to look out for.
Gary Turner, General Manager of FinTech Capify, ending that report by Tanya Katsanis.